Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and amen. That song is a constant reminder to me that all of my help cometh from the Lord, that no matter what goes on around me, amen, that the Lord is right there to shield me, to protect me, amen, and that at the end of the day that I will experience victory because my God is just that rich. I don't know about you, but I am excited. I am happy. I am full of joy because the Lord is on my side. Amen. And as long as the Lord is on my side, I don't care if it's a battle, if it's a war, whatever it may be, I will come out victorious. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know about you.
Amen.
I don't know how happy
Amen.
You are today to
Hallelujah.
Experience life.
Thank
just
God.
One more
Hallelujah.
Time, amen. He didn't have to do it, but
amen.
He did it anyhow.
Yes,
so because
oh,
he
yes,
did it God. Anyhow, you ought to be giving
Thank
God
you.
The praise. You ought to be standing
praise.
Up. You
Thank
ought to be
you,
excited
oh,
about
yes.
your upper room
Thank
experience,
Hallelujah.
Amen. That is meeting that
Lord
Holy
God.
Spirit
Hallelujah.
Right where he is. Mm.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Glory to your name, Father.
All right.
Yes,
so,
Jesus. Glory.
Mm.
Thank you, Father.
Glory be to you.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
I bless
Thank
you
Jesus.
On this Sunday morning. Amen. It is October
yes.
10th. Amen. You know who we are. You know why we're here. Amen. Today is our National Lay Day. Amen. And we are going to be blessed by the laity of our church. Amen. And we are just excited. I am excited because I know that the Spirit is about to move. Amen. And with that being said, Brother Tony, will you please bless us with a song, sir?
God bless everyone this great Sunday morning. And there shall be joy. Joy, the goodness of God this morning. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Joy.
Yes,
joy,
yes.
God's great joy. Joy, joy, down in my soul, sweet, beautiful, soul-saving joy, oh, joy, joy in my soul, well, joy, joy, God's great joy, joy, joy. Down in my soul, sweet, beautiful, soul-saving joy. Oh, joy, joy in my soul. Mm, early in the morning, before the break of day, I ask the Lord to make me whole. He holds me, and the Lord keeps me. Oh, joy, joy in my soul. Oh, joy, joy, God's great joy. Joy, joy, down in my soul. Oh, sweet, beautiful. Soul-saving joy, oh, joy, joy in my soul. Well, when I get weak and I can't go on, I feel like my hope, all my joy is gone. Late in the midnight hour, he talks to me and he gives me joy. Joy in my soul. Oh, yeah. Joy, joy. God's great joy. Oh, yeah. Joy, joy. Down in my soul. Sweet, beautiful, soul-saving joy. Oh, joy. Joy in my soul. Oh, joy, joy, God's great joy. I'm telling you, joy, joy, down in my soul. Sweet, beautiful, soul-free. Oh, joy, joy in my soul. Oh, joy down in my soul. Oh, joy, joy in my soul. Oh, joy, joy in my soul. Ooh, joy, joy in my soul. Oh, yeah. Joy, joy in my soul. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Bless you, sir.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We should now have our affirmation of faith by Minister Lisa Green, followed by invocation by Sister Brenda Johnson, and our scripture by Sister Marcellette Carter.
In whom do we believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Greetings to all. We give you thanks for all that you've done, allowing us to see another day. Your grace and mercy has been given to us. Bless the sick, the bereaved, the incarcerated, the deprived, and homeless. Father, Lord Jesus, bless all of your children. Father, please continue to allow us to know that you are a true and living God who gives salvation to all who believe in God. Father, give us wisdom and understanding. Forgive us for our sins and transgressions. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thanks be to God. Amen.
The scripture will come from Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, verses 1 through 12, from the New American Bible. This word came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Rise up, be off to the potter's house. There I will give you my message. I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, working at the wheel. Whenever the object of clay which he was making turned out badly in his hand, he tried again, making of the clay another object of whatever sort he pleased. Then the word of the Lord came to me. Can I not do to you, house of Israel, as this potter has done, says the Lord? Indeed, like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, house of Israel. Sometimes I threaten to uproot and tear down and destroy a nation or a kingdom. But if that nation which I have threatened turns from its evil, I also repent of the evil which I threaten to do. Sometimes, again, I promise to build up and plant a nation or a kingdom. But if that nation does what is evil in my eyes, refusing to obey my voice, I repent of the good with which I promise to bless it. And now tell this to the men of Judah and the citizens of Jerusalem. Thus says the Lord, take care. I am fashioning evil against you and making a plan. Return, each of you, from this evil way. Reform your ways and your deeds. But they will say, no use. We will follow our own device. Each one of us will behave accordingly to the stubbornness of this evil heart. May we have the blessing and reading of his holy words.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Tony, Minister Lisa, Sister Brenda, and Sister Marcellette. Thank you so, so much. Amen. You have heard some voices that you may have never heard before, amen, and these are our lay, amen, and we are blessed today, amen, to be celebrating our national day. It is all over the world in the CME Church, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thus, I would like to give you the opportunity to hear another lay, one of my favorite people in this whole wide world, amen, Sister Rachel Fuse. Would you please give us a greeting from the lay, ma'am?
Yes. Today, Hughes Memorial Christian Methodist Episcopal Church is joining with all Christian Methodist Episcopal churches in celebrating our national yearly Lay Day celebration on the second Sunday in October. The laity includes all church members that are not licensed to minister or preach. Without the lay, there would be no church. And without the church, there would be no lay. There is an old saying, united we stand and divided we fall. We are united in one faith, Methodist Episcopal Church. On behalf of our lay president, Sister Pamela Cotter, in her absence, I am the Vice President, Rachel Fuse. God bless you, and may God keep you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. And we are praying for Sister Pam Carter. Amen. She is returning home. She is traveling over the friendly skies. Amen. So we are praying for traveling grace and mercy. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Just a few announcements. I just want to remind everyone that we will be having our church conference tomorrow, Monday, at 6 p.m. Amen. Let us come and be prepared for our church conference and the business of the church. Amen. And later on today, at 4 p.m., we'll be having our Detroit District Lay Day. Amen. And we will be, it is hosted via Zoom. I have not received the link yet, but as soon as I do, I will. Amen. We have a special speaker, Mr. Shannon L. Falk. Amen. He's the Southern, from the Southern Annual Conference Region lay leader. Amen. So I'm looking forward to hearing what the Lord has to say through him. Amen. It will be a wonderful event. So please come and support our lay, amen, as the lay supports the ministry. I promise you will be blessed. Amen. And amen. These conclude our announcements for this day, amen. Again, if you are happy to be in the house, just one more time, if you are happy to be blessed by the Lord, let me hear you shout amen.
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 All right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. All right. All right.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Amen.
Yes, indeed. He's been too good to us. He's been
Amen.
Too good
Amen.
To us. Amen.
Yes.
Mm. Amen. Reverend Roslyn, will you please bless us with an altar call?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Heavenly Father and Holy Spirit. Come fill this place with your anointing spirit. Pour unto us a word from you, Lord. Bless this laity today, Lord. Use it for your good, dear Lord. Oh, Lord, our God, you called your people to be your church. As they gather together in your name, May they love, honor, and follow your Son to eternal life in the kingdom he promised. Let their worship always be sincere, and help them to find your saving love in the church and its sacraments. Fill with the Spirit of Christ those whom you call to live in the midst of the world and its concern. Help them by their work on earth to build up your eternal kingdom. May they be effective witnesses to the truth of the gospel and make your church a living presence in the midst of the world. Increase the gifts you have given your church, that your faithful people may continue to grow in holiness and emanations of your beloved Son. Lord, have mercy on us. Bless each and every lay person today and their family under the sound of my voice. Bless Fuse Memorial and each church open today in your name, Lord. Bless this radio broadcast, Hakeem and Michelle. Bless our sick and shut in. Bless Roderick Green, our bereaved family, quarantine children. Bless our pastor and his mother. Bless our speaker today, Lord, Miss Patty Campbell. Open our heart. Use her in a mighty way, Lord, to bring a word from you. Lord, thanking you and Father in advance for all you do and about to do. Bless this whole world, Lord. Give us a clean heart and a right spirit, Lord. Bless us, Lord, so that we may see your ever-shining love. Lord, be with us today, Lord. Have mercy upon us, Father. Have mercy upon us. Serve us, Lord, and give us a clean heart. For, Lord, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, let your Holy Spirit come into this service with your mighty power and open the doors that need opening and save souls that need to be saved today. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord. And let the church say amen, amen, and amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Again, in the absence of our lay leader, amen, I have the honor, amen, and the privilege of introducing our speaker for the hour, Sister Patty Campbell, amen. She is the daughter of Vera and David Campbell. She is one of nine children, amen. Somebody give God some praise for that.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Jesus, thank you.
Amen. She is a proud, proud. First, she is a proud CME. And second, she is a proud member of Fuse Memorial Christian Methodist Episcopal Church. Amen. But I want y'all to listen to this resume. She has served as the board of, as the director of the Board of Christian Education for over 28 years. She is currently the stewardess president of Board Alpha, has been a Sunday school teacher, served as the Church of Fuse Memorial's secretary, church secretary. She is she has been the president of the River Rouge Housing Commission, the president of the Michigan Mom, Your Mom and I. Amen. She is also has also been the president of the Michigan Residents Leadership Network, a board member of the National Housing Coalition, and is currently serving on the River Rouge City Council. But you've heard the things that she has done and that she has decided to do with her life. But let me tell you the greatest thing that she decided to do with her life. The greatest thing that she decided to do with her life was to give her life over to the Lord.
Amen.
I told you she was a proud CME, but she's a great Christian. She's an obedient Christian. She's a loving Christian. And I can say that because as I walked through the door first time, she was there to greet me with loving arms. And I have not felt a cold day around her since I walked into Fuse. She has been a blessing to me, to my family. And she has been a blessing to Fuse. After this next lecture, the voice that you will hear will be that of Sister Patty Campbell. Let's give God some praise.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Minister Lisa, would you bless us, please?
As we're standing in your presence, giving honor unto God, 24 angels bow down, casting forth their crowns of gold. And as the angels bow before him, singing, "Holy is the Lamb," giving glory unto him upon the throne. Singing, "Holy, holy, Lord, you are holy. Holy is the precious Lamb of God." Giving glory, glory, we give you glory, glory to the presence. As we're standing in his presence, giving honor unto God, 24 elders bow down, casting forth their crowns of gold. And as the angels bow before him, singing, "Holy is the Lamb," giving glory unto him upon the throne. Singing, "Holy, holy, Lord, you are holy. Holy is the precious Lamb of God." Giving glory, glory, we give you glory to the precious Lamb of God. How I love the Lamb on the throne. Jesus is the Lamb on the throne. How I love the Lamb on the throne. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord, on the throne. Good morning. I bring you greetings. Bring you the most humblest greetings because I truly feel I am blessed. I thank you, Reverend Townsend, for allowing me to come and speak today to God's people. I thank you, the HUBNet Network, for seeing and allowing the Fuse Memorial CME Church to use your radio station as an avenue to stay connected to God's people. I thank called on me and asked me, and I said, "Pam, 2 minutes," and she said, "Let the Lord use you." I thank you. I thank my mom and my dad. I thank all of you who listened to my voice today. I thank my big sister, Brenda. I thank so many of you. I thank the Miss Terrell. I thank the Annie Barrett. I thank the Annie Pumps. I thank so many of you. I could call out your names. I thank the Tony Spencers. You are the lay. You are what today is all about. It is your day to be honored. It is your day because today is a good time for us to stop and remember you, who and celebrate you in all the ways that you have touched our lives. That's what I intend today, to sing out and give you praises, the lay. Though I realize it is impossible to count all the ways you touch my life and others, but I know today is a great day to try. You, dear Lord, I thank you for the scripture that was read from the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a lady. He went, and he went to a potter to find out, and then he found out one thing about it. He found out something that we all know to be true as being delayed. We are imperfect, but we serve a mighty God, and he makes the best out of every piece of clay. I thought about how he said how that delay is when Sister Rachel was stating to us that it is everyone but those who have been ordained. But even before they were ordained, they were a child, and they were delayed. And it reminded me of how in the book of Acts, we would all have places. He said some would teach. He said some would preach. He said others would just exhort his name. We are the lay. And that is why today I celebrate you and I thank God for you. I thank God for the fact that he showed us that he loved us and that he had a way to learn to love each other. He said it when he gave his only begotten son. And I think about how today is a day that everything that has a voice should praise and give God the praise, which we see that is reminded of us. Today on Lay Day, I thought about something I had read, and it said, what makes a person important in your life? And I thought about the lay. And I saw the lay of fuse being people that got together and they got to direct their steps and to make a plan and peaceful way for them to do it. I saw a group of loving people called the lay, placing their loving care and lovingness in God's care and keeping with the faith that out of God's infinite love, everything and every need would be supplied. That is what the lay does. I saw in the lay God's child, well, whole, strong, renewed in mind and body, even in the midst of a pandemic. I saw in the lay people getting together, trusting God's presence to be with them in all things, trusting his wisdom to guide them, rejoicing when God gave them intelligence and good judgment to make. In the lay, people joining together, even when things saw the worst that it could be. I saw people getting together when the claims were, when they asked for assessment of claims, and they still did it, even when there were other things they needed. I saw the lay coming together, and they're seeing the furnaces going out, and they put it back in. I saw the lay when they said it was a pandemic. I saw a sister going through and inviting kids to come into her home and sit in her yard and hear the word of God. I saw the lay sending cards to the sick and the shut-in. I saw the lay paying their tithes and offerings. I saw the lay bending down together in prayer. And when I see the lay, I see God growing and unfolding through experience and never forgetting that they are God's children. So on this day when I thought about celebrating, I thought about the church in Acts. I thought about, he said, when you come to me, I'll make you fishers of men. I saw Miss Carol bringing her grandchildren. I saw Kim bringing her daughter. I saw my brother Philip now bringing his son as my mother took up. I now see his grandbaby. I now see a young pastor, Reverend Dante, coming and never forgetting that he started as a lay. His story is always him the boy before he became Dante the priest. I see the lay in Brother Tony singing. I see the lay in Sister Annette singing and giving praise when God makes her feel good. I see the lay
is Sister Marcellette and Brother Dow. When my Sister Marcellette being the president of the trustees, I see the lay horizon who now, like the church of in Acts told us, some will become a preacher. I see Sister Rosman, who was the lay, now preaching on the goodness of God. I see the lay in you. I see the lay in me. I see that the lay is fused today, being the type of church that 25 years from now, there will be a child coming along whose mother will tell the stories of how she went to Bible school, how she came to church, how she sat under our feet. And today, I charge each lay person to pat yourself on the back, give God the due praise, because it is your day to be acknowledged, but never forgetting that with God on your side, all things and everything is possible.
Yes.
God be the praise. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. This is your day with the praise of the Lord, because as you say, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. And, dear Lord, you didn't put no more on the fuse lace than you want there to help us carry, and we thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Remember where you come from, amen. Remember
amen.
Where you come from.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Patty, for blessing us. Thank you for reminding us, amen, that the journey, that where we started at, that the journey is not over, amen, but you have to remember your roots. Amen. Mm.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank
amen.
You. Thank you.
Amen.
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 Yeah, amen. Now the lay showing out now, amen. All right now. Amen. Mm, 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 mm.
Amen.
Amen.
All
right. Mm. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen.
Minister Kyle, the floor is yours, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. I wanted to open the doors of the church and give someone that may be listening this morning on this lay day. I've seen so many of my home church represented being here in the lay, that each and every individual contributes to make a whole for the church. As the church grows and it's kept growing, I've never seen fuse blossom to be so diverse, every family being represented. And this is we're not a perfect church, but we know how to show an example of giving true, honest, undiluted praise to God in everything that we do.
Amen.
But if you are listening, I want to invite you to enter not in just this church, but into the full-on church, the bride of Christ, being Jesus. You have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, being the Savior of humanity. My first question is, what are you waiting for? Jesus is the best decision that you could possibly make on this earth. That's the best decision that you could ever make. And it will change your life. So if that is you this morning, I just want you to bow your head, raise up your right hand. Dear Jesus, here I am. I want did for me 2,000 years ago. And I want to thank you for what you are doing right now. But I believe that you live. Lord, I believe you died. And Lord, I believe that you resurrected for me. So be the Lord of my life. Change my life. Get rid of the old me. Get rid of anything that does not please you. Create in me a clean new heart and allow the Holy Ghost to enter in things brand new. Thank you. And I love you. Thank God for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Congratulations. You've saved. That means you have ticket.
Amen.
Get into heaven. Amen. May God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts.
Amen. Amen. Before we have our benediction, I just want to say again, thank you to the lay who participated in this program. Amen. On this Sunday morning, your lay leader, she is smiling right now. Amen. I know, because you guys just set this program off. And Sister Patty, thank you again for such a wonderful word of encouragement and reminding us where we all started from. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
And as always, on behalf of the Fuse Memorial Christian Methodist Episcopal Church, we want to give thanks and praise to this radio network, amen, for housing us for the last 18 months, amen. And we just thank God for you, Sister Michelle, Brother Kim. You know I love you. And you all know that I'm HubNet 24/7. Amen. So God bless you. And again, may God keep you. Amen. Reverend Patricia, will you bless us with the benediction?
Bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. God bless you.
God bless you all. We are signing off. Have a wonderful day, and tell somebody that you love them. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.